11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Matt LaFleur is indeed at the podium, and I believe, as you heard us discuss earlier in the week, despite the excitement that there is for one Christian J. Watson, Matt LaFleur has flat out said Christian Watson won't play this week.
That's not Halloween. Last time I checked, it's not Halloween yet, right?
No. You're going to be right. We obviously know that.
Boy,
but
I like that.
Tausch was right. Although, I think you're a little...
Jason, if you could pick any color car, what would you pick? you got your car. What color
Black.
Are you picking? I like the tungsten gray. Tungsten gray. Jesse?
I like the yellow.
That's bright.
I like bright, though. I like standing.
I like being
the center of attention. Give
that's
me a,
true, unless it's something you don't like. Okay. All right, go ahead, Jason. I just got distracted there, obviously.
Obviously. Matt LaFleur also, some tongue-in-cheek response about the him saying a major concern and Brandon McManus saying he doesn't have the same thesaurus. But Matt LaFleur, I would say, making a fair point. He said the Packers haven't had this with their kicker before, so the concern is higher with kicker and quarterback injuries because of the lack of other options. And on top of that, while McManus has dealt with this before, the Packers have not, which I think is fair.
Yes.
You know, I will say I did my little bit of sleuthing yesterday, and if for some reason McManus does kick and then has a Zach Tom moment, they would turn, assuming they don't sign Greg Joseph or put any kicker, on the 53-man roster. They would go to Daniel Whelan to be the field goal kicker, which would mean they would need someone else to hold. Do you know who one of the holders prospectively could be?
I hope it's an O-lineman.
It's not, but it's closer than you'd think.
Lucas Van Ness.
He is of some renown for bumping into a member of our panel at a local
Chipotle Benny?
Bill Schroeder?
Chipotle Benny? Is
Chipotle
right?
Ben could be the holder for Daniel Whelan.
Hey, Jason, you ever wonder why if a quarterback kneels, the play's done, but if a holder is, that the play's not dead? So if Ben had his knee, did you ever wonder that?
I have not wondered that, but it was interesting. So I talked to Ben for a while yesterday, not about the new carne asada that they have at Chipotle right now, but rather...
Looks good.
They sell ice
and
cream.
And they don't have ice cream. So he's one of those guys. Tausch, I think you would really like him because he's one of those guys that gets how fleeting the opportunity is. And he took the more you can do old adage to heart. So he went down to practice a couple years ago. And was out there early with the specialists. And he went over to Orzech. He'd never long snapped in his life. Didn't do it in high school, didn't do it in college, and started working at that. He might be the backup long snapper, too. And then he also learned how to hold. Now,
so if you want to stay on rosters longer, we joked about it. We'd be like, hey, sweep the floors. You do everything you can to make it really hard for people to kick you out the building.
Right.
So I love it. You're 100% right, and I love disagreeing with you. I couldn't be more – I'm coming around on your guy, Chipotle Ben.
All right, we're hoping we'll get back to trivia, but in the meantime, it is time for the weekend preview.
So we're going to do this a little differently this time around.
Because you didn't have time to prepare?
No. I had plenty of time to prepare. But this is not your average weekend. No one cares about Alabama, Missouri at 11 a.m. tomorrow on ABC.
Actually, the SEC on ABC has been a raging success.
It's been a pretty good game.
You got great games all the time.
Also, Texas, those games are going to keep me from being a nervous wreck all week, that entire day leading into the Brewer game.
Oh, you've already
Why would
it
you
in?
Be nervous?
Are
it's yeah, already
what are you
over.
Nervous about?
Quitter.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Quitter.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Flincher.
No,
Flincher.
No, no,
Flincher.
No, no, no,
not Quitter.
No,
Flincher.
No, I never said it was over.
Hunter
I
the
said
Flincher.
They are not
Go back and play
like
to Flinchy McGee.
Team.
Flinchy McGee.
Oh, Flinchster.
Yep.
All right.
So, I'm just going to ask you about the Wisconsin sports games that are going on this weekend, because
this is a sexy weekend of games.
This is a, and they're all in the state of Wisconsin, which doesn't happen very often. Like, this
the
is
great triangle, some would say.
The trifecta. Here we go. The Wisconsin, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you a three.
Are you sure? I don't think you know what you
no,
want
I
to do.
I forgot I did this. This is great. I'm going to ask you three what
I
if.
Lied. I kind of want to bring Esther up here and let her
I'm
run the
gonna
show.
Ask
I forgot I did this. This is great.
I got this, but what? Oh.
I got three what-if questions for you based on the Wisconsin games this weekend.
Okay.
All right?
Can we do a would you rather in from Eleanor's standpoint?
All right. I'll work on that. We'll do a bonus round would you rather.
Now, the yerp or nerp, that's only if she's here in person.
What if the Wisconsin Badgers defeat the Iowa Hawkeyes at Camp Randall Stadium on Saturday night? What's the conversation about Wisconsin football after that game?
I believe if that happens, you're going to start hearing it. And it if it weren't for the timeout deal last week, I think you would have started to hear more. I thought last week, and then watching the film back, defensively we competed our keisters off. I think everybody there with what Michigan had and their freshman quarterback and all the stuff, we competed our keisters off. It sucks that the ending was the way it was. Offensively, I thought they played hard, just. You have too many three and outs and not enough execution. If you can do that, Iowa bullied us into submission last year in the second half. And I believe was a turning point. Luke Fickle and everybody up there decided we can't have this again. And they bolstered the D-line to a big degree. And hopefully we see that play out Saturday. I think you could start saying we are starting to claw back from where we were the first 2 years of Luke Fickle, if you can beat Iowa tomorrow. By the way, I have been very clear on this show. I don't make predictions about the Badger games. I think this is as good as I've felt because of the matchup, and especially not knowing what Gronkowski is going to be for Iowa. This is going to be an old-fashioned sludge match, and I think we're in position with where we're at. We can out-sludge the Iowa sludge. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. I was talking to my guy Christian Welch in the locker room yesterday about this matchup, and his quote was, "We've got our own problems as an Iowa alum." So I don't think Iowa fans and alumni are going into this one overconfident, even though they put a beat down on the Badgers a year ago, if I recall correctly.
They did. No, there's no doubt they did.
So, that'd be great. Do you think it's IPT for a media member? Because there are no Wisconsin alumni on the Packers roster. Christian mentioned that there's nobody that he can do like that T-shirt challenge with, where you got to wear the other school's T-shirt if they win. Yep. Would it be inappropriate if I did it with him?
Here's what I think you should do. You need to go in full Iowa Hawkeye gear and interview him. If it flips, and then he has to interview you on his YouTube channel for the Iola Scandinavia.
Does Christian Welch have a YouTube channel?
Everybody's got a YouTube channel. You need to go to the Iola Scandinavia car show with him if Iowa wins. That seems like a fair trade-off. I even got it better. You go to the Iola car show if Iowa wins. Uh-huh. He has to go to Avondale with you and Paula and all the fans if they lose.
I think more likely he could be a cousin sub for a day during the offseason when you're out.
That's possible, too.
Might do that.
Either
Next!
Way.
What if the Green Bay Packers struggle, or heaven forbid, do not beat the Cincinnati Bengals at Lambeau Field on Sunday?
Yeah, if they lose to the Bengals, then we need to start having conversations about what the hell's going on.
About Pat Murphy's employment status.
No, but this is not one of those. I know the Browns game was an anomaly. We outplayed him, but we didn't win. Dallas was what it was. This is a home game against a – let's just call it. It's not a good football team. They have some stars in a couple spots. They're not a good football team. We want to be what we want to be. This needs to be a Throttle City game. And if it's not – now, if we win by two scores and we don't cover, I don't care. But if this is one of those sluggy, like, we make a ton of mistakes and they score a bunch of points on big plays to their two studs, I'll be concerned. This shouldn't be that kind of game. This doesn't need to be 50-10, but this needs to be 28-14 at the lowest, in my opinion.
I don't think Joe Flacco is Aaron Rodgers in his prime, but in no way does that concern you that he has T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase.
It does for a few plays.
Put up some points.
But you should be able to. Don't give up big plays. Just don't. Yeah. And if you do that, they're not. They will not
get some takeaways too.
Well, that would be fun. The pass rush needs to be better than what it was in the Cowboys game. Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness need to be better than what they were in the last game. Period, Finn.
All right, Jesse, what's the last one?
Last one. What if – I'm going to spin this positively.
That's not what it says here.
Yeah, I know. I want to do it differently.
Read it as it said. No, you wrote it this way. You read it this way.
I changed my mind. I want good vibes, not bad vibes.
You coward. Read it.
I thought nobody calls you a coward. I thought you're not a coward.
What if the Milwaukee Brewers defeat Craig Council's Chicago Cubs?
That's not
Saturday
what it says.
It's not what it says.
Game 5
no.
of the NLDS.
I'm going to read it.
Well, what that if, makes sense for you.
What if Craig Council's Chicago Cubs come back from down 0-2 to beat the Milwaukee Brewers in the NLDS?
Well, answer however you wish.
It's devastating. That would be devastating.
Yeah.
And I think another blow to the already fragile psychology of Milwaukee Brewer fans. This would be a tough one. And if they win, the excitement, and I think you're going to have a lot of people eating crow, but if they win,
Pete Crow Armstrong,
then that excitement comes back.
Tastes petulant.
This is why these games are so
excellent drop.
That was good.
It was pretty good. Now I kind of lost my train of thought, but
if they win, we're going to be happy.
Otherwise, you're
you
eating crow.
You covered it. And then that crow is very petulant. You better make sure you put it in a stew.
Gamey. All right. That is a very strange version of the weekend preview.
I liked it.
For the possibility that we're going to play trivia, I'm going to have Tausch tell us about American Family Insurance now before we get to headlines. I do need to know, though, from the rule arbiter, we have to play trivia?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, we will
so
play.
We'll just have to do a new caller since we haven't heard from Sandy?
I've tried Sandy multiple times.
I think Esther's up.
I don't know the rules.
Well, you know,
the way Lainey, who knows everything around here, she did not seem like that was up to par. So probably need to take caller 5 again and reset. I don't need to put more work on Lainey's desk. So caller 5.
She gave me one of these. She doesn't know.
You want to go caller 6 or 7?
Wait. No,
we're caller 6 or 7 too. I don't care.
I was looking for a thumbs up or thumbs down. She's here and she goes
caller 5. Caller 5, reboot it. Hopefully Sandy comes back or Esther can go call from one of the phones here at Zimbrick Chevy. We can do it that way. And you know what? Let's make sure we insure all of this. Life is better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. That's because when you feel protected, you're free to enjoy your dreams from decorating a new nursery to buying a new car to hosting a family reunion. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
Okay, if I may, I know we don't like to plan the show on the radio, we have headlines, Whoa Nelly, yep. Feel Good Friday and Trivia Left with 3 segments remaining.
Yeah,
do
it's
you
a lot.
Play trivia now? Do you want to play headlines?
I just said
now?
Caller 5. Let's go.
Well, yeah, no, not. 5. I'm not asking you.
Well, what am I doing here?
I'm asking.
You know what? I'm going to go head out and get a bra. I'll go get a bra. Maybe go look at some cars and head out. Well, that's what you just said.
What do we want to do? Headlines here? Or do we want to do trivia here?
Trivia. Let's do trivia. Sandy, okay. You're out. Sorry, Sandy.
Unless she calls back, it's caller five.
If I'm Sandy
now,
no. If I'm Sandy, I call back. I'm caller five again. I do the same thing.
I hang up again just to screw us. Yeah,
just
like
to completely
that.
Mess with. It. That's what I do.
Vern in Waterloo's trying. He's here too. He's trying to call in.
Oh, we love Vern.
All right, caller five. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776, caller 5, we'll play trivia, maybe, next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
All right, I don't want to waste any time. Time now for trivia presented by Cousin Subs.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Is it Esther?
No. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is not Sandy. It is not Esther. And it is not someone who is eligible to win the prize pack from Cousin Subs.
After all that.
But it is a first-time contestant. It is Janice in Aviva, Las Vegas.
Wow.
Janice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am, like, so excited and nervous. You guys are, like, icons. I can't believe I'm actually talking to you.
We're definitely not icons. That's
I'm not
going to
lie to you. Give her,
Thank you, Janice.
Four entries and send her whatever we're doing.
I've never been
cousin
called an
subs,
icon
let's
before.
Send it out there. Let's call it a day. Jan,
are there,
she wasn't
are
talking
there cousin
to you.
Subs right, locations on the strip?
No, but I do have to see the tickets to the Packers, so I do come back now to a football game. Okay.
There you go. We could test the boundaries of the giveaway.
I'm out.
We do have multiple Cousins locations here in Green Bay. All right, Janice, we're thrilled to have you. Good luck. Good luck.
These pots are looking good here.
The category.
I hope it's not geography. It is not.
But it's Las Vegas geography, which is a crazy coincidence.
What are the odds? It is winner-take-all Brewers games. That is the category. For today, are you a Brewers fan out there in Vegas?
I do root for them because they're from Wisconsin, but I'm not a huge baseball follower.
She's an Oakland A's fan.
I just love the Packers. I have everything Packers.
Okay, well,
unfortunately, but I did watch the game last night, and I was very depressed.
Not as depressed as Hunter.
I have many friends who.
All right, Janice, here we go. Question number one is this. The Brewers earned their first and only World Series berth in franchise history in 1982, overcoming a 2-0 series deficit with three straight wins against which American League opponent did they beat? Ooh. In 1982, the California Angels, the Oakland Athletics, or the Tampa Bay Devil Rays?
I'm going to say the A's.
The future team in Las Vegas.
Well, but she could have. Angels could be abbreviated A's too. Like if you think about it, Athletics A apostrophe S Angels A apostrophe S. No,
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Lainey?
Yeah.
Lainey? I love having Lainey on site. She said maybe. So we'll keep moving.
All right, Janice, question two.
What the heck? Tell her she got it right. She can't win the prize anyway.
That's true.
But you understand what I'm saying. Like, it begins with an A, and it's the same thing as
they had the A as their logo with the little halo on it.
Yes, and they had the fun little, remember the little floppy hat with the.
Now he's becoming even bigger than an icon.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's bigger than an icon, but
I'm a Janice fan.
Tosh is bigger than an icon. Question two is this.
Jerk. He is such a jerk.
Just go ahead.
Trying to stir stuff up, Jason.
Go ahead.
Been bigger than an icon since his playing days.
What is? Okay. Question two, Janice, is this?
Would it be rude if I choke Jesse?
No.
As he's stuffing three brats down his face.
Which of these players was not one of the two who hit back-to-back home runs in the seventh inning of last year's wild card game three? Oh, poor Janice. Against the New York Mets at American Family Field. So one of these guys was not involved in hitting back-to-back home runs in the seventh inning of last year's wild card game. Was that one player who did not hit a home run out of these three? Jake Bowers, Garrett Mitchell, or Sal Frelick?
I'm going to say Sal. He doesn't even sound like a baseball player. Sal.
I can appreciate her honesty. I can appreciate her honesty. I ain't going to lie to you. Janice is... If I'm power ranking, Janice is my new favorite trivia contestant of all time. And that's saying something.
It is. You've got a lot of favorites.
Wow.
Yes.
One of the favorite Brewers of the last two or three
years. I mean, Jerry in the Prairie, Vern in Water. I mean, we got some great ones. Janice is climbing.
Sal didn't even sound like a baseball player.
That's fantastic. I don't know if Sparky in Sussex is going to appreciate that, but a little recency bias perhaps. Yeah. But he's never called you an icon.
That's true.
All right. Janice, let's get this last one.
It ain't gonna get better for Janice.
Okay, let's get this last one, which is even harder than the first two. Jesse is just, he's just twisted his mustache.
He's nervous. Jesse's nervous about the Brewers.
I think.
Yeah, Jesse, I'm really hoping for you they win.
Thank you, Janice. I appreciate that.
Yep.
She's my new favorite, too.
All right, Janice, here's question three for you to get wrong. Which Brewers player blew the save in the ninth inning?
This is positive vibes only.
Listen to the rest of it.
I'm just saying it's positive vibes.
But also pitched the 10th inning and was the winning pitcher.
Oh, look at that. Oh, you turned it around.
In Milwaukee's Game 5 victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks in the 2011 NLDS.
The series that most reflects the one we're experiencing right now. Isn't that
Holy
right?
Holy moly.
Is Raleigh Fingers an option?
No, but good pull from the 80s. Along with Peter Ladd and Bob McClure.
You know what's fun? We got a little studio audience here, and I can really play. It's fun. We're not putting laugh tracks up or anything. We're just getting real laughs.
I got a good reaction.
Like, that was real. Janice is getting a lot of love from our studio audience today, which has been fantastic.
All right, Janice, question three. Your options are Francisco Rodriguez, LaTroy Hawkins, or, with a mustache similar to your Raleigh Fingers, John Axford.
I'm going with the first guy. He sounds good.
Yeah, so Janice.
Well, he was good.
Yeah.
He was good.
Janice, I was trying to help you there. Because you said Raleigh Fingers. And John Axford had a similar mustache.
That. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and John Axford is the correct answer.
I was thinking you were trying to help me.
Look, if you're going to call us icons, the least I can do to try and help you win a fictional gift card that you're not eligible for.
Why am I eligible? You guys don't say that.
Well, at this point, I would say you're a long shot now, especially because you only have one entry, if you were eligible.
Yeah, it makes it tough.
But Janice, we are so glad that
studio audience is giving it up for Janice out here. Yes.
Standing O for Janice.
Well, everybody's still seating, but otherwise.
Hey, can I ask a quick question?
Yes,
of
you
course.
Can.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I tried to text you guys, but nobody answered. I don't know if nobody.
Jesse doesn't respond to anything. He doesn't respond
he's a total,
on
yeah.
Facebook. I'm constantly getting these notifications. You have not replied to so
and
so.
And you can't even imagine Instagram or Spotify what he's been doing with that. What do you got, Janice?
Okay. Serious. Now, on a Packer note.
Huh?
Do they have somebody? I've been meaning to ask this to you for weeks. Do they have somebody that like tells them there's a minute left, there's 20 seconds left, somebody to help these guys? I mean, they're all professionals, I know, but you know they probably get nervous. Is anybody? They're not looking up at the clock. Tausch, did you ever look up at the clock to see how much time was left?
Yeah, matter of fact, I bumped an official one time trying to get a timeout right before the end of the half. I called one on my own. Oh. So
what?
Yeah, true story.
Wow.
Burke Griffin put it up on Channel 5 News when he was running up there. And he tried to get me fined. Still irritated with him. I didn't get fined. But we had thrown a ball down, and I went up to the ref and called timeout. I kind of just like this, like a little, just wanted to make sure he saw it. And we ended up getting the timeout. We kicked the field goal. But Burke was trying to get me fined.
You bumped the official.
I nudged. It wasn't like I didn't.
And did
like,
the official
But I was
say,
up there like, ah! Yeah.
So, what did the official I don't know say to you?
Timeout.
Oh, he didn't take any.
Look at that. Yeah. I'm out of here. Thank you. I'm out of here.
Janice, you're out of here too. Thanks for playing.
Janice, you're the best.
It was awesome.
What's the answer?
Yeah, they see the clock. They're checking the clock.
No, they have 100 people doing it. It's just that situation was just butchered.
Is there like a player on the field who's like the clock
Yeah, the quarterback.
Okay.
Well, should be. Imagine that.
Yeah, easy enough then.
All right, bye, Janice.
She hung up.
Or we hung up on her.
That was good on Janice.
It might have been a mix of both.
That's a great set Janice just put on.
Yep.
We needed that.
Okay, so now we have headlines left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Presented by UW Credit Union. We'll do that.
Oh.
Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks again to Janice for our entertainment and to the live studio audience. At Zimbrick Chevrolet.
Got a couple of Sheepshead players here now, too, like legit Sheepshead players. We're talking strategy.
You should have
heard
the conversation
Barry and Jack of Diamonds. Like it's good stuff out here at Zimbrick today, I'll tell you that.
Hopefully you've got some good stuff for headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
It is time for headlines as we continue to miss the brilliance of the singing headlines, but not the movie headlines from last year. We don't miss those
tease
from the
alert.
Academy.
Just so you know, there is a tease alert. There will be a tease alert. I'm not going to tell you when. Yes.
Ooh.
It's going to be something.
Just when they
good.
Think they're out, we pull them back in.
For one show only.
Yes.
Like bringing the Beatles back together. Tausch, what's your headline?
All right. The Packers host a Bengal QB named Joe, not Burrow. Is that really Flacco? The defense gets right with a 3-turnover night. 31-7, let's go.
That is so good, which again lets me know that you didn't do it.
And again, lets me know you're a jerk. But yes, thank you.
You've been very aggressive in your assessments of me today.
You're very negative on your assessments towards me. So.
Was that? Am I right or wrong?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for your service, Jesse. What do you got?
Trifecta weekend across Wisconsin. Boos go Babiowa. Badgers.
Oh my gosh.
Beat Iowa. Cubs snubbed. Home club gets the dub. Pack go Sacco. Make Flacco look wacko. 3 for 3. All of our teams get big wins this weekend.
Let's go.
Badgers, Brewers, Packers.
Not bad. Not bad.
Thank you, Tausch.
You got it.
Wild, I also imagine wacky stuff always happens against Cincy. Losing would be wincy, so Packers find a winsky 24-21.
The studio audience,
the beautiful part
spoken.
Of our, we don't have a laugh meter out here. We can't tell people to laugh. I don't have, Laney doesn't have a sign to say everybody laugh at Jason's whimsical thing. What is the deal? You guys all went wacky with Flacky, huh? That was the deal?
That is fun. Yeah.
Tobacky. Yeah. All right, that is headlines. Jesse, we still have some bonus time if you'd like to sneak in a Whoa Nelly.
Sure. Let's do it real quick. We also need to draw our trivia winner. I don't know if Hunter's ready.
Janice ain't winning. Or
not, so. No, she's not.
I mean, I am ready to draw the trivia winner.
Let's do that. Let's make sure we do our business first.
All right. I have the cheese fry helmet.
Yeah.
This week's winner, number 3, Eric in Green Bay.
Good win for nice Eric. Nice win for Eric.
That Eric deserves it. Hard worker.
Yep. All that unpaid work for running the Boldathon Twitter account.
Yeah, it's tough out there.
Good win for Eric.
So, Jesse, you're not going to do Whoa Nelly then?
I'm sorry. No, I got time for one. I got time for one.
Time now for Whoa Nelly.
I didn't have that open ready.
Oh, we got a hell of an operation.
Why don't I just tell you what I was
going
to say? Rough night for Philadelphia, huh?
Oh, my God.
Phillies lose with a blunder in the 11th inning, and the Eagles lose to Scataboo.
Oh, that's a shame.
And the New York Giants. Eagles are 4-2 now, and they're starting to talk about firing their coach again.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what they do every time they lose a game or two. Philadelphia.
No one
Eagles.
Else has done that about a team's coach.
Yeah, let's talk about it, Tausch. The Philadelphia Eagles, are they a legitimate threat still to compete right along with the Packers and the Lions in the NFC?
Yeah, I think their offense, even when they were 4-0, that's why there's all these conversations and team meetings. But I think everybody owes Mark Murphy an apology and me an apology.
Why?
4 straight tush pushes last night. Everybody on Twitter crying about it. Everybody,
including
Micah Parsons, saying it. The play is not fun. It's not entertaining enough. They can't officiate it. The guy jumps off sides. They don't call it. Like, it's done. Like, everybody that was getting after Mark Murphy and the G&G, I think it's – I mean, this will be – for all y'all that love it, enjoy it because it's going to be it.
Do you think that after the folks that voted in favor of not banning it have now seen this year that those votes will swing? Is that what you believe?
Yes.
Because
I think the league will get it. They'll go have a conversation with 2 or 3 other teams and say, this ain't good. Like, this is not what – and I'm telling you still, I said why they needed to last year is because of that NFC Championship game. You cannot leave it in that position. It's an utter blech. Like, it's just – you want to entertain, you want to do this. You're not doing any of that when it comes to this. None.
Yeah, so what I don't understand, other than the Eagles themselves, I don't understand why teams voted in favor of keeping it in support of the Eagles, tush-push, if you will, to keep it. Like,
I think
why?
Jason Kelce and Taylor Swift had something to do with it.
Taylor Swift? I know that sounds crazy. What?
Yeah, the Kelce slash Swift effect, I think, had a play in this. Yeah.
Huh. Did Taylor Swift come out in favor of the tush push?
I didn't ask. I did not ask, so I don't know.
Well,
but I do know Jason Kelce went up there and had that whole... Oh, well, you know, this is a safe play and all this other stuff. Well, no, it's not. But I don't. It never should have passed. It's dumb, and I think people are finally starting to come on board with it.
That is Wonelli with or without the music. We do have Feel Good Friday to wrap up the week coming up, but before that, Tausch tells us about UW Credit Union and his membership and the concussion he got from Bucky.
Yeah, usually when I'm out on remote, we see Bucky. No Bucky today, but for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. There's a great branch out in Sun Prairie as well. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They'll help you reach your financial goals. And you know what's great? They keep their banking local, member-first service, and great perks like early payday. And Bucky, can't say no to that face. If you love Wisconsin, they got you have all these great sports. You can't pay with anything else. FanDuel will make you do crazy things. This makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
We wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight, trying to live up to the say I am.
Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Tausch, what do you got?
So, and I'm guessing, Jason, you're going to echo the same sentiment, since this young man who is transitioning out of the team physician to senior advisor for the Green Bay Packers, not only does he treat players, he treats beat guys in the back of their car outside of a high school. Dr. Pat McKenzie, who unfortunately I've had way too much experience with as an orthopedic surgeon for the Green Bay Packers, a great human being, somebody that cares a lot about his players, all of his patients. He has retired from the Green Bay Packers. He's transitioned into a senior role, but just his years of service, I think it's 30-plus years that he has been doing this for the Green Bay Packers, and I would bet a vast majority of the guys that he has treated all say the same thing, that he is somebody that looks out for their best interest in a business that is very tough. I just want to say Feel Good Friday, and kudos to you, Pat McKenzie, for a job well done in your service to the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, you read my mind. I'm on the exact same page with you. We love Doc. He has been not only a great friend, but obviously when Paula or the girls have dealt with injuries or my turf toe, which I have just recovered from beautifully because of the treatment I received in the back of his Chevy Tahoe, which I'm sure he got at Zimbrick Chevy in Sun Prairie. He's the best, and we are so thankful to call him a friend and have him there for us. But I should also add that Maddie's dealing with a hip injury that has shortened her season in cross country, and the doctor that took care of her, Dr. Michael Ryan, who is now taking over for Doc McKenzie. So not only have we had one of the best in the business before, but now he has his successor is taking over. Dr. Ryan is phenomenal, too. And I don't know if he'll be examining me in any parking lots anytime soon, but we're thankful for him and what a fortunate hire that is for the Packers to have a transition into such a terrific doctor as well. Speaking of terrific, why is there a giant picture of Tausch in front of him?
Well, I know we had issues earlier in the show. I wanted to finish strong. We got the lighting figured out. And take a look at this beauty. Isn't that something?
The studio audience enjoyed that comment.
No. It's a beauty, all right. Quick good news. Rasheed Walker taking part in practice right now.
So that he's good to go.
You hope that he'll be good to go. That's it for us.
Cheeto.
We got to go. Thanks
go
for
Brewers.
Coming along for the ride with us today. Thanks to Zimbrick Chevy in Sun Prairie for hosting these two.
Come on, get a bratwurst.
And thanks to you for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.